Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Novalin here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming your life from the clutches of, well, your phone. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly it's 3 a.m. and you have zero recollection of how those 3 hours flew by. Or maybe you find yourself constantly checking notifications, even if deep down you know it's just adding stress to your day. Welcome to Your Phone is the Villain, where we tackle the tech struggles that are keeping us from living our best lives. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic I think we can all relate to. Fear of missing out, or FOMO. That nagging feeling that you're missing out on something epic just because you're not glued to your phone 24/7. You know that feeling when you see everyone at their favorite restaurant and think, I should be there. But guess what? You're probably already having an amazing life without being bombarded with filter photos of people living theirs. Here are 5 things we can do to beat FOMO and embrace the power of a digital detox. First, remember that social media is often a highlight reel, not reality. Those perfectly curated posts don't show you the messy behind-the-scenes moments. It's easy to get caught up in comparing your life to someone else's carefully crafted online persona, but it's crucial to remember that everyone has their own unique journey. Second, focus on cultivating real-life connections. Put down the phone and actually engage with the people around you. Have a conversation, go for a walk, share a meal, those are the moments that truly matter. Think about it. A genuine laugh shared with a friend is way more fulfilling than 1,000 likes on an Instagram post, right? Third, find joy in offline activities. Rediscover hobbies you love or explore new ones. Take up painting, learn a new language, join a sports team, anything that gets you off your phone and into the real world. Trust me, there is a whole world of exciting experiences waiting for you outside the digital realm. Fourth, set healthy boundaries with technology. Decide on specific times when you'll disconnect from your phone, like during meals or an hour before bed. Think about it. When was the last time you truly relaxed and enjoyed being present without the constant buzz of notifications? It's time to reclaim those moments for yourself. And finally, remember that you are in control. You have the power to choose how technology fits into your life. Don't let it dictate your happiness or your time. You're not a slave to the screen, you're the boss of your own digital destiny. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next notification? Like you need to be on all the time? I remember feeling that way myself when I was first starting out in my career. The pressure to stay connected, to be visible online, it was overwhelming. But then I realized something. I was spending so much time trying to keep up with everyone else that I forgot to actually live my own life. One day, I decided to take a week-long digital detox. I put my phone in airplane mode, unplugged from social media, and focused on real-life experiences, hiking, reading, connecting with friends and family face-to-face. And guess what? It was amazing. I felt more relaxed, more present, and more connected to the people around me. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. Stepping away from technology can actually bring you closer to yourself and the things that truly matter. So, remember these key takeaways. Social media isn't always reality. Real-life connections are gold. Find joy offline, set healthy boundaries with your phone, and most importantly, remember that you are in control. It's about finding that sweet spot using technology to connect and enhance our lives, not letting it consume us. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to beat FOMO and embrace a more intentional digital life? Share your thoughts with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's create a community of conscious tech users who are taking back their time and living more fulfilling lives. And don't forget, new episodes of Your Phone is the Villain drop every day, so join me tomorrow as we tackle another tech challenge head on. Until then, keep it real, keep it connected, and most importantly, keep it you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.